From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thousands of people marched in central Moscow today to mourn the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Organizers said 70,000 people joined the tribute to Nemtsov, but Moscow police described the crowd as about 21,000. Nemtsov was shot and killed on a bridge near the Kremlin while he was walking home from a restaurant Friday night. Estonians voted today in national parliamentary elections. The coalition government is expected to win as Estonia contends with a militarily resurgent Russia and a pro-Kremlin opposition party. 2 days ahead of a speech in Washington by Israel's prime minister, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is attempting to shore up the country's relationship. The speech has been arranged by opposition Republicans without the support of the Democratic administration. Before leaving for Washington, Mr. Netanyahu says he is on an historic mission. Scott Bobb has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it appears that U.S. and European powers have accepted a gradual easing of restrictions on Iran's nuclear program that within a few years could allow Tehran to make a nuclear weapon. He says he cannot accept this. Many U.S. politicians say the negotiations concede too much to the Iranian government, which advocates the destruction of Israel and, they say, backs terrorism around the world. The Obama administration opposes the speech, saying it comes during the Israeli electoral campaign and could be seen as U.S. meddling in Israeli politics. Scott Bobb, Jerusalem.
Mali's government has signed a preliminary peace accord with some of the country's northern separatist groups. The Tuareg Rebel Alliance is asking for more time for consultations before signing on to the agreement. This is VOA News. A coalition of Iraqi government troops and militias have begun an offensive to push Islamic State militants out of the city of Tikrit. The country's prime minister and commander-in-chief, Haider al-Abadi, announced the start of the operation Sunday. The minister traveled to the nearby city of Samarra to oversee the offensive. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 19 Assyrian Christians abducted by the Islamic State have been released. The group says some of the kidnapped residents of Tal Quran were freed on Sunday. Local militias say at least 150 people were taken when IS militants attacked villages along the Khabur River in northeast Syria last week, overrunning several predominantly Christian towns. Human Rights Watch has demanded the new Afghan government ensure meaningful representation of women in future peace talks with the Taliban. The New York-based rights group says recent Afghan government statements indicate efforts to restart peace negotiations, but provide no clarity on government plans to ensure increased representation of women. In a statement on Sunday, HRW's senior women's rights researcher, Heather Barr, says if the peace process moves forward, all parties in Afghanistan should include female negotiators to protect human rights, especially women's rights. Uruguay has sworn in Tabaré Vázquez as the country's new president. Mr. Vázquez took the oath of office on Sunday during a ceremony at the National Assembly. In a speech, the new president called for dialogue on issues facing the country, such as improvements to public education, health, and housing. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro told a rally Saturday that his government has arrested a U.S. pilot for alleged spying. The president gave no other details, including whether the man is a commercial, military, or private pilot. Mr. Maduro also said other Americans were in custody. The U.S. embassy had no immediate comment. Also Saturday, Venezuelan authorities freed 4 U.S. missionaries who were questioned about alleged spying. They have left the country. And President Maduro also announced that U.S. tourists will now need visas to travel to Venezuela. Thousands of people gathered on the grounds of a luxury hotel Saturday to celebrate the 91st birthday of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. Supporters of the ruling ZANU-PF sang and danced at the famed Victoria Falls Resort. The lavish party was held with an estimated cost of $1 million. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.